Hi, witchy friends. My name is Ash Allgood, and welcome to the Wild Elements Podcast, a podcast for those looking to find their magic in nature, spirit, and everyday witchcraft. I hope that everyone had a very wonderful and magical Mabin, and that wherever you are, it's finally starting to get cool and feel more like fall. I always want to start each episode with talking about how I found my magic that past week. And so this past week, I found my magic by baking some cookies. I made these super yummy Mabin inspired cookies that were brown butter, pumpkin oatmeal, and they were delicious. So yummy. And I ended up incorporating some magic into my baking. And so what I did with that is, like, for instance, the cinnamon, when I added that in, I was adding luck and prosperity. When I was stirring the dough, I was stirring it clockwise towards me, bringing in that good intention, bringing in those good vibes, salt for protection, clove for good health, you know, all of the ingredients that I was adding to these cookies, I was just putting those magical intentions in there. And I think that's the wonderful thing that I love about the craft and spell work, is that you can really do it wherever and incorporate it into literally even the most mundane tasks, cleaning, cooking, grocery shopping, whatever it may be. You can always throw a little bit of magic in there. Today's episode is about manifestation, and more specifically, manifestation with magic. Manifesting what it is that we want, and then using magic to help us with that. So first, you know, what is manifesting? What is manifestation? And to me, manifestation is the act of using your energy and your words to bring things that you want into fruition, to make things happen. You have probably heard of the term law of attraction, or heard of the book The Secret. And all of those things really are just encompassing manifestation and making things happen in your life for yourself, and bringing those things into fruition that are meant for you, that are yours, right? So I wanted today to talk about how to manifest in a magical way, and how to use your energy and the magic that is already in you to make that happen as well. So first and foremost, I want to say, if you are not a journaler, you might want to start being one, especially if you are new to witchcraft, because I promise that journaling and writing things down is just going to not only affirm and make your spell work, your manifesting, your intentions more powerful, but it's also really cool to go back and look at, you know, what you were feeling that day, what card you pulled, if you were doing any sort of tarot or oracle or divination. Did something very magical happen in your life? Are you having, you know, visions of things that might happen in the future? You know, you never know. So if you aren't already someone who journals, I highly suggest doing that. Now, you might be saying, Ash, I'm not a journaler. I'm not going to go out and buy a journal. And for that, I say, totally fair. I get that. We all have a cell phone, and we all have the notes app on our phone. So that is something that I suggest doing, is writing down on the notes app, or creating some sort of note that is, you know, your magic note section or whatever it may be to write things down. But with that being said, when we are talking about manifestation, the number one thing that I suggest doing is writing it down. And so when we do this, the first thing we want to do is identify what it is that we want to manifest. What do we want to happen? Do we want a new car? Do we want to get pregnant and have a kid? Do we want to get a new job or get a promotion? Do we need a certain amount of money? Do we want to win the lottery? We want to find a partner. Do we want to strengthen our relationship with our current partner? All of these things we can make happen. Now, don't forget that when you are doing spell work, that we cannot bend the will of other people. We can set up the dominoes to fall in our favor, but you can't make someone fall in love with you. You can't make someone do something that they don't want to do. We all have free will. So with that being said, you know, keep that in mind when you are coming up with what you want to manifest, what you want to happen, if it does involve another person. Once you've identified what it is that you want to manifest, what it is that you want to come to fruition, we need to identify what is blocking us. And this can be difficult because this can kind of require a lot of internal trauma that comes up. If you haven't heard of shadow work, doing shadow work, this is something that I want to talk in a later episode. But we all have Google. So if you don't know what shadow work is, just Google it. But really, it's just digging down deep, exposing and finding those things about yourself that you might not be fully aware of, the not so pretty things about ourselves, and really discovering why it is we don't have what we are wanting to manifest. Why don't we have that? Now that we know why we don't have it, okay, how do we fix that? How do we get to where we want to be? How do we manifest that end goal? And the way we do that is by speaking what we want into existence. Our words are so powerful. And throughout this episode and future episodes, and when you are doing research and doing your spell work, I want you all to remember that your words are powerful. If you ever forget that, just go back to this episode and listen to me say that. Your words are powerful. Words have power. You yourself are magic. You yourself are powerful. Just keep that in mind whenever you are going through anything tough, whenever you are working on trying to manifest something. When all else fails, use your words. We also want to make sure that we are putting in the work. So, although saying it is enough, doing the work has to be done. You can't wish to win the lottery and then not play the lottery. So there has to be some physical and emotional, mental work that goes into making things happen. When we talk about how we want to get to where we're going, if we don't also talk about how to get there and realize what it is that's blocking us, we can't ever get there. So do the work. Don't just wish that it happens. When you are speaking this manifestation into existence, you have to speak it as if it already is. So instead of saying, I want my dream job, I say, I have my dream job. I am successful. I am doing what I love to do. It is true as I will it, so mote it be. Or I am pregnant. Instead of saying, I want to get pregnant, you say, I am pregnant. I am pregnant. I have a healthy baby. I am going to have a very successful pregnancy and birth. It is true as I will it, so mote it be. And when we are doing that, we are speaking it into existence, which is what you want to do, which is how we make that happen. But one thing I do also want to mention is that when you are speaking something into existence, when we are, you know, speaking those manifestations aloud, we also need to be specific. When I say that, I mean being specific in terms of what exactly it is you want. If it's a certain dollar amount, if you're trying to attain or win or something like that, you need to say, you know, I won the lottery and I won $2 million, or I have $2 million in my bank account right now. When I log into my bank account, I see $2 million. Or not just say like, I own the house. Which house? I own the house at 123 South Street, and whatever it may be. You know, be specific in what it is that you want, because you would be surprised that you manifest something and it comes to fruition, but it's not quite what you imagined. And then you realize, well, you know, maybe had I just been a little bit more specific, I think that, you know, XYZ could have happened, or this could have been even better. a weird example that I'm going to throw out there. This was not so much manifestation for myself, but a spell work that I did to help my family. So my dad was trying to sell my childhood home, and he was having such a hard time selling it. And I wanted to do what I could. And so, you know, what do? I make up a spell, a sell your home spell. And I do all the things that I wrote down. You know, I print out the piece of paper with the picture of the house on it. I write down the address. I write it is sold on the paper. I, you know, burn the candle. I say the words. I burn the paper. I do everything that I think to do. And then a week or two later, the house sells. Awesome. Bless it. You know, it worked. Finally, my parents were able to sell the house because I knew it was a real big burden on them to not, you know, have sold it yet. But what ended up happening is the sale was not good. It ended up falling through. Very long-term sale process. I don't know how it went over 30 days, but it did. And it ended up falling through, and it was not great for my parents. And so going back, I probably would have been a little bit more specific in my spell work in that manifestation to making that happen. So be specific and just make sure that you are saying exactly what it is that you want to bring into fruition. And of course, you know, going back to the spell and the, you know, manifesting my parents' house being sold, I know I can't read the future. You know, I can do some divination, but things change. People have free will. And so therefore the future is never for sure. And so I didn't know, how was I supposed to know that, you know, I needed to do X, Y, Z and say that. But knowing what I know now, in the future when I do spells, or if I'm trying to help another friend sell a house, or I'm trying to help someone do something or help my family do something, and I'm very specific in what I am asking, what I am manifesting, and what I am wishing for, and what that spell is for. So, you know, we've identified what it is we want. We found the blocks. We've written down the steps. We know what we need to say. We know we need to be specific. We know we need to speak it as if it already is. Repeat it 3 times. Now, you may be asking, why 3 times? Why exactly 3? And although I don't know the true full history of the number, I do know that 3 is a very specific number when it comes to witchcraft and incantations and in spell work. 3 is the magic number. We know that in life, there's always 3s: past, present, future, birth, life, death, beginning, middle, end. And 3 is just a number that really can help, you know, make things happen. And yeah. And so we, you know, we say it 3 times. So saying, you know, I won the lottery for $2 million. I won the lottery for $2 million. I won the lottery for $2 million. It is true, as I will it, so mote it be. And I always add, it's true, as I will it, so mote it be, at the end, to really seal that verbal spell, seal that manifestation, as I will it, because I have the power, so mote it be, so it is. And make sure that you make a habit of saying it often. Just saying it once is okay, and that might work, but we really need to repeat it. We really need to believe it. And that's the thing, believing it. As you can hear, like when I was saying it, every time I said it, I felt like I believed it a little bit more. And honestly, now that I'm saying this, I'm like, well, dang, maybe I am going to win the lottery for $2 million. Do I play the lottery? No, but I might start. So, you know, really make sure that whenever it comes to your mind, say those words. Make it happen. Our words are power. Like I've said many times before, but you are enough. You know, we have these tools at our disposal. We have herbs, we have crystals, we have oils and candles and all of these things to help us with our magic and help us make things happen. But remember that you are enough. Okay. Your energy is enough. And I might get some flack for saying that. I know that there are a lot of people that say, your intention, your energy is not enough. You need to do more work. You need high magic, et cetera, et cetera. And although I understand that and believe it to an extent, at the base of all things is our energy, our words, our power, our intention. And I personally believe that that is enough. So I like to kind of say it, and because I'm bringing this up before we get into, you know, bringing magic and spell work into manifestation, you know, I want to bring up first that, you know, like I said, you don't need a ton of tools to make things happen. Do they help? Yes. But I like to use the example of grabbing the mug. So, you know, let's say we have this mug and it's on the top shelf. And if you're like me, you're a short girly, you gotta, you know, use your tippy toes sometimes. But we have this mug, it's on the top shelf. It's our favorite mug. It's the mug we want. That's it. We're going for that mug. And if we get on our tippy toes and we stretch real high and we even jump a little bit, we can grab that mug. It might be difficult, but we got it. We can grab it. Would it be easier with a stool? 100%. Would it be easier with a chair? Even better. But we can still reach it. So, and that's how I view spell work and tools and, you know, herbs and crystals and oils and candles and all of that is the stool to boost you up, to help your spell. Us ourselves are enough, but that stool is helpful. And that stool can help us reach it easier and better. So just think about that when you are, you know, manifesting something, doing a spell, all of that. I don't want to get too heavy into specific spell work on this episode because I feel like that is an episode all on its own. So I am going to tread very, very lightly in terms of spell work when I start to talk about how to incorporate magic into your manifestation, just so you know. So if I don't touch on something that you were wanting me to touch on, be patient, because I promise you that that episode is coming. I had a few people ask me after the first episode if I was going to touch on how to do a spell work, where to get spells, how to write spells, things like that. So I promise that's coming. You know, we're going to do talk about very basic ways to help boost your manifestation to come to fruition using spell work. And so some things that I personally use are things like spell bags, satchels. And in terms of that, so what you would do is you would get some sort of bag. Organza bags work well. That's typically like if you go to a metaphysical shop and you buy something, a lot of times they will put it, like if you get like a crystal or a little cone of incense or even like a little piece of jewelry, they will put it in an organza bag. And you can also Google organza bags and those work as well. But any sort of like satchel made of any sort of like mesh type material, any type of natural breathable material works as well. You can fill that with herbs, crystals, oils, anything corresponding to what it is that you are wanting to make happen and come to fruition. If it's a money satchel, things that are green, so basil, bay leaves, jade, malachite, green aventurine, oils, rosemary is a great herb to supplement for anything. So if there's a spell that you find or that you're coming up with and you think you need something else because a book tells you to and you don't have that, rosemary, babe, just replace it with rosemary. That goes for both oils and herbs. And so as you're making the spell bag or the satchel, you're wanting to say those words that you're wanting to bring to fruition. You are manifesting this as you were making it. Once you've made it, it's really important to keep it somewhere where you are constantly going to either see it or just remember that it's there. So placing it either under your bed or under your pillow, if it has something to do with, you know, sleeping or even like, you know, sex or like having a baby, anything to do with the bedroom, the bed, relationships, the body, things like that. I think having it in the room, either under the bed, under the pillow, bedside table, things like that, that's a good place to put it. In your car, you could put it at work, on your workspace, on your desk. Obviously, certain places have certain rules. So if you need to put it in a drawer so it's not out, you could do that too. And also keeping it on your person, just keeping it in your pocket, in your purse, in a backpack, things like that are great places to keep that spell bag or satchel. Another way to incorporate magic in your manifestation is not magic. So not magic is the act of tying something with intention. The number one thing I think of is braiding your hair. So if you have longer hair, you can braid a piece of hair, and as you're braiding it, put that intention into the hair by speaking that manifestation into existence. If you use oils on your hair, you can use a corresponding oil. Again, rosemary, frankincense, basil oil, things like that. And of course, always just remember that when you are using oils on your skin, hair, body, make sure that it is skin safe, body safe oils, or that you're using a skin safe carrier. We want to do magic safely here. You can also just use thread, ribbon, things like that. If you do that, you can braid together some strings, some threads, some ribbons to create like a little keychain, keep on your keys. You can create a ladder, a witch's ladder, with different crystals and beads incorporated into it, different charms. Keep that in your car, keep that on your person, in your purse, wherever it may be. And then the last thing is spell jars. So that is my favorite. And I'm actually looking, I'm sitting at my desk recording, and I'm looking at a spell jar that I just made last night. It has things for luck, for success, and a lot of colors, crystals, herbs, oils that have to do with the throat chakra, because I'm speaking. And so that was really important that I incorporated a lot of things that had to do with the throat chakra. I am not super knowledgeable when it comes to chakras. And so I did have to use some books that I have, and I did have to use the internet. So when you are doing your spell jars or your spell bag or your satchel or your not magic, don't be afraid to Google. Google is your friend. Be wary. Do your research. Make sure it's coming from a reputable source. Books are great too. But yeah, I had to look it up too. So we're all learning here. And that's why they call it a practice, is because you are constantly learning. There's always something to learn. When you make your spell jar, make sure you seal it with wax. Corresponding colors, green for money, red or pink for love, for passion, blue for purity, and or white for purity, blue for calming, things like that. Purple, I associate with like psychic abilities. So I sealed mine with purple and white, pure and psychic. That's how I did my spell jar. And so spell jars, you can keep that at your bedside, in your side table, keep it at your sacred space or your altar. And you can, that's a great place to keep any of these things. You know, if you are in the broom closet, or you just aren't comfortable carrying something like that around or having that out in a public space where people can see it. If you have an altar in your home or tucked away somewhere, you can always, put that there. Now, can we go big and complex with spells and rituals to help our manifestations? 100%. But like I said, I'm not getting into that today, but I will do that on a later episode, I promise. So, you know, manifestation takes time. And if you don't see immediate results, just remember that, you know, it could be one of two things. It could be A, maybe it's not meant for you. And I know that that sucks hearing that. And if you're like me, you're stubborn and you don't take no for an answer. But sometimes we want things that just aren't meant for us. And it is what it is. But another thing is that maybe it's just not the right time. You know, maybe it is meant for you, but just not right now. Or maybe it's not in the time frame that you were expecting. Whatever it may be, just keep going. Don't give up. Keep trying. Change things up. Maybe change the type of, magic that you're putting into it. Change the words that you're using. Get more specific. You know, things like that. Just whatever you do, don't give up. And, you know, if it's not meant for you, I think that that will become clear at a certain point in time. So when I say, you know, don't give up, obviously be realistic in your manifestations as well. And just keep in mind that if, you know, you're trying and trying and it's been years, that thing may not be for you. But also at the same time, it could just be weird timing. So I really hope that, you know, everything that I mentioned and the steps that I suggested taking really help you to hopefully manifest something great for you in your life, and that you were able to incorporate some magic into that as well. And of course, here we are at the end of the episode. And before we go, I do want to do a card pull. So this card pull is for the collective, which means that it may not resonate with you, and that is okay. But I highly recommend thinking on it, going home, writing it down in your journal, notes app, because you never know. Maybe you don't think it resonates with you now, and then 2 days later, you're like, oh, wait, Ash pulled that card, and you know, it kind of resonated with me in the moment, but then I didn't know how, and now I do. So, today I am actually pulling from a brand new deck that I am so freaking excited to be using. It is the Comfy Cozy Witch Oracle deck by Jenny Blonde, the Comfy Cozy Witch. She is someone that I admire and someone that I started my witchcraft journey listening to, and someone that I take inspiration from on this podcast. So I jumped on it when she had pre-orders up. I pre-ordered this so fast. You have no clue. And so it just showed up the other day and I have been loving it. So the box is beautiful. The artwork is beautiful. Really well made. Cards are great. It was designed, which I'm assuming with Jenny, but designed by Stacy Wakefield Forte. And the art is by Jane Carkill. Very beautiful art, beautiful cards. I just, I'm so excited to be using this. So we're going to shuffle. Let's see what comes out to us. See if anything pops out. See if we got a jumper. Oh, the dog. Loyalty and commitment. This card is so cute. Okay, it's got a cute little dog on it with what looks to be some sort of berry bush behind it. Loyalty and commitment. Let's see. I normally don't read the booklets in Oracle decks because I really try to use my own intuition. But I know that Jenny worked so hard on this, and so I really want to make sure that I'm giving the correct interpretation of this card. And so let's see what Jenny had to say. So, dog, loyalty, commitment. I am steadfast in my commitment to my spiritual journey. This is the message. The dog card comes to you with a message of steadfast loyalty and the power of commitment. This card encourages you to honor the commitments you've made and to cherish the bonds that you've forged for over the years. This is a message to remain loyal to those closest to you while also remaining loyal to yourself and your spiritual journey. Embrace the everyday rituals that have shaped your practice and allow the commitment you made to yourself about your journey to take center stage. Honor yourself, your practice, and those who support you most. If you found yourself disconnected from your craft, now is the time to revisit your commitments to magic. Wow. Okay. Start a new ritual. Seek out an old friend for guidance. Read books on the magical traditions of others. Wow. That's crazy. Because as you all know, I started this podcast because I wanted to get my magic back, and I wanted to help those get their magic back as well, and or find their magic for the first time. So it gave me chills. Okay. She also has prompts for these cards, which I think is great. So the prompt for this one is, how can I remain loyal to myself and to my spiritual journey? What rituals honor my commitment to magic? So, oh gosh, awesome. Jenny, these cards are beautiful. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you again for sticking with me. And I hope that you all have a very magical week and that you are able to manifest everything it is that you want in life.